arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
We're in the battle.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to another great edition of Piercing Darkness Radio Podcast brought to you by Power Revenge Ministries. It's host, man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. Today is October the 12th, and it is Saturday, and we are only a few months from the end of the year. It's hard to believe, but we are celebrating all that God has done in 2019. He's done wonderful things, and we're excited. We just finished a wonderful crusade just a month ago. Tomorrow will be 1 month for the Two Nights of Miracle Crusade that was in South Florida that touched many, many lives throughout Florida, and people came from all over the United States, even some from other countries, to come and join the awesome event as many souls got saved, many people got healed, and lives were changed, and the region was impacted with the glory of God, and we give God all the praise and all the glory for that awesome crusade. We do have an upcoming crusade coming on November the 22nd and November the 23rd, the week before Thanksgiving. In Augusta, Georgia. That's in Augusta. Many of you know that, where the Masters is play the golf tournament. But we're going to lift up the true master, and his name is Jesus. And that's going to be November 22nd, Friday, and November 23rd, Saturday, at 7 p.m. in downtown Augusta, Georgia, which is right on the Savannah River, right on the border of North Augusta, where South Carolina and Georgia are. And if you are in the area, you have any friends or family that live in Georgia, and they want to come to the crusade, or maybe in South Carolina, or even Florida, you're welcome to come. It's free to come, and the more information, you can go to the ministry website, and we'll give you that website. That is www.powerevangelism.net. Again, that's powerevangelism, one word, .net. You can go to the events page, and you can click on that and read about more information there. Also, there's twonightsandmiracles.com has information as well. But powerevangelism.net, there's also some testimonies on there. You can read about people that have been healed, set free. There's a free newsletter you can subscribe for. You can sign up to be on the email list, which is all free as well. And you can submit your prayer request online. And we have prayer partners who will pray for you, and the man of God prays over all the prayer requests that come in. We get them on emails and mail in the prayer room, and we lay hands on them, and he prays over all those needs that come in. Whatever it is, nothing is in too hard with God. The Bible says, God, all things are possible, in Matthew 19:26. So if you're sick in your body, if you have a loved one that's maybe they're a miracle in this holiday season coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, right around the corner. Maybe they're suffering with cancer. Maybe it's a tumor, an incurable disease, or a diagnosis that just shook your family up. Maybe it's a child that's in, children's hospital. Whatever it may be, pick up that phone and dial the prayer line, 561-337-9018. Or go on the website and submit your prayer request. We'd love to pray with you and believe God to intervene in your situation, because God just wants to reach out to them, and God has used Apostle Solly. He has a gift to pray for those needs, those healings and miracles. So the Bible talks about some of the different gifts, and one of the gifts he carries is to pray for those wild, crazy, incurable problems that many people don't know, give up on. And Jesus never gives up on you, so call today, and God will do it for you. Also, want to encourage you that we do have some products that our listeners and your support is greatly appreciated. This is a nonprofit ministry, and we rely on donations to continue to be on air, on radio, on television, and doing crusades. We do all events we do are free. So if you feel led to sow a seed in the ministry, you can do that by writing to us. And also write us your prayer requests and your needs. Love to pray for you. Power Evangelism Ministries, P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. Again, that's P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. And that's on our website, too, powerevangelism.net. Go to the contact information, and you can get that in. And you can just write us if you want to. If you want to pray for anything, love to. People led to sow a seed donation, great, do it. And also, we have products. You said, well, I'd like to give something, get something back from you guys. We'll definitely send you a free newsletter. But also, you see some products. We have a book for a donation, The Secret Place, Abiding in the Presence of the Lord. And it's written by Apostle Solly. We have that available, a hard copy you can get. And we do have some MP3 files if you want, for technology people. We have some teachings in MP3, but if you want a hard copy of Apostle's book, we have that. We have another book that he forwarded called I Visited in Heaven and Hell After I Died for 2 Hours. It was written by one of the associate pastors that passed away, and she had a vision of heaven and hell, and she wrote about it, and she wrote a book called The Blood of Jesus, too, which is really good. So call today and get those for a love donation to the ministry, or you can go to our website and you can want to write online. I think you can use it through PayPal or however you want to do it, and they'll take your donation. You can put your email there, they'll send you an email, copy of receipt, they'll track everything down for you and send you a copy in the mail. So, yeah, for all your products. So you can order all the products online. Great teaching from Apostle Solly. Really bless you. And all your donation and ordering the products for your donation will help us continue to be on air, continue to do crusades, continue to do mission work. We do mission work and help people. We've done orphanages, helping people in Haiti before, taking clothes and stuff over there after the earthquake and all that wonderful stuff. A team went over there. Well, you sent two teams over there. One team went over there after the earthquake, another one about a year later or so to take more supplies over there. So that was really fun. We do stuff, help people go to school, kids that can't afford to go to school in Africa and different places. We support them. So all your donations go to good causes to help us be on air, but also do other outreaches so we can continue to help those in need and spread the gospel. Number one, spread the love of Jesus. That's what Jesus would do. He would help. He would heal the sick. He would cast out devils. He would pray for those in need, and he would also go out and minister to their needs. So we encourage you to do that as well. And don't forget to call us. We're standing by. Prayer partners, 561-337-908. We'd love to pray for you. And if you've never been to one of Apostle Solly's meetings or been to one of the church meetings, I'd love for you to come. Again, powerevangelism.net. Go there right now, and you can get that. And if you're on social media, I know everything's on social media today. We'd love to connect with you. You go to Facebook. You can type in Apostle Ronald, and his last name, I'll spell it S-S-A-L-I, Solly. There's two S's, one of them silent, Solly. Apostle Ronald Solly. And you can actually like his page, and when he goes, sometimes he goes live in his office or in the prayer room, or sometimes he'll be at a crusade before he goes on or after the crusade and come and talk to you anywhere in the world he is. So he was in Canada recently and been to Bahamas and all these places he's preached recently in the last couple months, and he can come live and talk to you wherever you are, and it's free. Also, there's an app called Periscope. It's a couple years old. It's called Periscope. It's a little blue, light blue app with a red dot in it, and it's all live videos. Apostles Ronald Solly on there as well. And you can watch live live video broadcast. And we also broadcast a service on there as well, on Apostle Ronald Solly's page a lot of times. And we have links to other Facebook pages we have that have the live service. You can watch it live from your home. It costs no money. Just get on the internet, watch it on your laptop or phone at home, and you can be part of the worship service. Let the Holy Spirit come in your house or wherever you are and minister to you right there, and you can hear the Word of God preached to you. And don't forget also, if you have Twitter, Apostle Ronald Solly is on Twitter. JC is Holy on Twitter. Put some tweets out, and also on Instagram, we put some pictures and photos of ministry activities, of his travels, and different people being ministered to, and different events. So you can type in Apostle Ronald Solly and follow him on Instagram. So there's different ways on social media to stay connected with us. And also, subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's really good. There's a lot of videos from the last 10, 15 years of ministry and outreaches and different things we do around the world. That's all free. You watch free videos on there. You can go type in Power Evangelism. I type Apostle Ronald Solly, and you'll find Power Evangelism. Subscribe to that page, turn on notifications, and every time a new video is uploaded on YouTube, you'll get a notification and be the first one to know about it, and you can definitely know about that. So, I encourage you to do that. All that is free to be. And don't forget, we'd love to pray for your needs. If you're ever in the West Palm Beach area, Delray Beach, and you want to come to one of the services, just call us. We do have a revival service on Sunday evenings in Delray Beach. It's at 8 p.m. off 400 North Clinton Avenue. We have a revival service. Apostle will be ministering this Sunday night. So if you're in the area this Sunday night, you want to stop by, maybe you need prayer, we do a revival service. We don't limit the word, so it's come and worship with us. And it's prophetic worship. It's intimate worship. It's great. And we'll welcome you. We'll love you and be glad you came. And also, if you have a need, he'll pray for your needs. Again, that's the address of 400 North Swinton Avenue in Delray Beach this Sunday night at 8 o'clock with Apostle Solly. And then again, next month, November 22nd, 23rd, the week before Thanksgiving, he'll be in Georgia ministering in his own crusade, Two Nights of Miracles, down in Augusta, Georgia, in downtown, and that's free to come to. So again, thank you for being a partner, being a friend, and being a listener. Whatever need you have, nothing is impossible. God, all things are possible to believe, and the Lord wants to minister to your needs and heal you if you're sick, set you free if you're in bondage, if you're depressed, if you're suicidal. Don't kill yourself. Don't be depressed. Put on the garment of praise and worship the Lord. Pick up that phone. Somebody's waiting to talk to you and minister to you. And stay tuned today, because Apostle Solly is going to come deliver a word here in a few minutes that will really benefit you and encourage you in these last days. And he's going to encourage you to pray for the nation of America, pray for Israel, and pray for the, and he's going to come bring prophetic things that God has revealed to him and showed him in his prayer time to really keep you up to date with the time we're living in these last days. Thank you again for being a listener. Thank you for being a partner. Thank you for being a friend here, 89.9 FM here, WCNO. This is Piercing Darkness Radio Broadcast brought to you by Apostle Ronald Sally Carver Engine Ministries every single Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. here in the Treasure Coast in South Florida. We're going to go back to the studio. Well, I'm going to prefer to be live in a few minutes. I'm going to change that dial. Stay tuned right here on Piercing Darkness, 89.9 FM in the Treasure Coast with Apostle Ronald Sally. Back to the studio live. Thank you.
To believe him for divine what? Provision. Somebody say amen. Listen to this before I finish. Number two, the enemy attacks this area. I told you, he attacks your faith. Number two, he attacks your passion. Your passion for God. Once your passion for God is attacked, when you're broke, your passion for God could be attacked severely because you think about things that have to do with your upkeep and your personal needs. And God says, I want to bless you. So the blessings does not have a measure. God's blessing comes beyond what? Measure. You can't limit it. God ever said the word abundancy. Say that word louder. Abundancy. Say, God is more than enough. Abundancy is his way of thinking. So God wants to give you abundancy. Not only does God want to heal you, but he wants to give you abundancy. Overflow. Ever say overflow. Overflow. So when your finances are attacked, it causes stress. When there's stress in your life. Now, there's a lot of millions that are stressed because they have a poverty spirit in them. But you have to think about this in your heart. The enemy wants to stress you, mess up your blood pressure, and mess up every other area of your life because he's attacking you through that open door that you must close. How do you close this door? In prayer and trust. Everybody say, the ground carries my harvest. I have to command the ground to release my harvest. You can't command the ground to release your harvest if there is no seed in the ground. There have to be seed in the ground for the harvest to be released. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. Everybody say give. Now, if you're believing God for a breakthrough in your finances, you have to sow seed in the ground, not sparingly, but abundantly, in faith, not in doubt, not grudgingly, but in boldness. And that's how you trigger the breakthrough. Debt is a curse. God says, he who is in Christ is free from the curse. If you're born again, the curse of debt has no right to claim you. You can break it off. Now, it doesn't mean the devil's not going to try to claim you. When a viper jumped on Paul, he shook his hand and the viper fell in fire. The devil's going to try to fight you. Hey, if you want to win, you got to fight back. You want to walk out of the wheelchair, get up and walk. You want your eyes to see, start to see. Say, I can see, I can see. Don't just wait for something to happen magical. No, it's not magical. You got to decree and say, God, thank you for opening my eyes. I can see, I can see. Begin to desire, begin to speak it, begin to expect it, begin to want it, begin to dream it, begin to yearn for it. It will manifest. If you can talk, you're going to talk tonight. Begin to decree, open your mouth. If you can't say Jesus, say Jesus. As Jesus is going to come out. Somebody say hallelujah. Can somebody help that young man, please? Ashes, thank you. God bless you. Ashes, please. Thank you. God wants to bless us. Everybody say bless us. Leave it and say, I'm blessed. Say it again. Say louder. Say with authority. Say it like you believe it. Say it like you know it. Say louder. Say with authority. Say like you believe it. Come on, clap your hands with Jesus. Leave your hands up and say, no weapon formed against me. Say with authority, shall prosper Now, you have to believe that you're blessed. When God commanded Abraham to leave the land of his fathers, he never gave him a $20,000 credit card. Somebody say hallelujah. He didn't say, here's your credit card. Go to the land. I'll show you there. I'll bless you. Oh, God, I got a proof. So what is the proof? Oh, I got a deposit in my savings of $1 million. Now I can go preach in America. No. You have to believe. When you take the first step, God takes the second step and the third step and the fourth step and the fifth step. That's how the blessing works. It's important for every believer here to know that finances are not God's problem. It's the pagan, the non-believer problem, not for the believer. So the wealth of the wicked is laid for the righteous. Everybody say, the wicked are working for me. I'm going to get it. So God's going to give you ideas. God's going to open doors for you. God's going to speak to atmospheres to change. When we're in the glory, we experience the abundance. When we're in the glory, we experience the overflow. When we're in the glory, time is not a factor. That's why you see in some of our services, we have seen people lose 20 pounds, 10 pounds instantly of weight lifted off their body. Just like that. Why? Because they're in the glory. That's not a factor.
We give God praise for all of you that are joining us on this Piercing Darkness show. And this is Apostle Kanji live from the studio. I want to thank God for this day he has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I bless the Lord, and this praise will continue within my heart 24/7. You're tuning into a show that is going to inspire you and bring you closer to God. In Jesus' name. We do have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. The prayer line is again 561-337-9018. I believe that when you call the prayer line in faith and believe God for your miracle, God will do it. Because nothing is impossible with God when we believe. When you surrender to God, your heart will be blessed. When you put your faith and trust in Jesus, your deliverance will take place. Because nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. All things are possible when we believe. Jesus is Lord. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So the ministry of Jesus Christ while he was on earth was evidenced with signs, wonders, and miracles. And what about doing all kind of good things? Because the Lord was with him. And we see, because the Spirit of God was with him, and we see that Jesus Christ, while he was on earth, the Bible was evidenced. Because everything he did, he saw his father do, he did. He kept the promises. You see, the promises of God are yea and amen. And he demonstrated that to the maximum potential. And I'm going to read you some testimonies of people that God has touched and blessed through this ministry as we preach the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So we understand what the scripture teaches. And we believe what the scripture teaches. It's very true. You cannot doubt or question what the Bible says. It's a demonstration of revelation and God's grace and mercy. So that's why we encourage you to call the prayer line, so we can pray with you and believe God to move in your life. I'm going to read your scripture here before I begin to share testimonies, so you can give God glory for what he has done. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. So I believe that God is blessing us with his presence, and his presence is more powerful than any demonic activity that you may be dealing with. His presence presence is more powerful than any demonic activity may be dealing with. The reality of his power is real. And we're going to see clearly what the Bible teaches, and we're going to walk in it and be transformed by what the Bible teaches about Jesus Christ, his glory and his power. Because nothing is impossible with the Lord when we believe. So we see what Jesus did when he was on earth was his continuation today. Because what Jesus did when he was on earth, he continues to do today, because he's still working by his Spirit. So the scripture I want to read for you is in 1 Corinthians. Let's see what the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excess of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Christ and Jesus Christ and him crucified, as with you in weakness, in fear, and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit, of the spirit and power of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So the power of God communicates a greater measure of faith. The power of God is the best place to firmly founded your faith. So your faith should be founded in the power of God. That's what the Bible teaches. So when we don't see the power of God moving in our gatherings or today, then the enemy is going to try to preach a doctrine of doubt. So here are some testimonies to encourage your faith, because the power of God is one that is being demonstrated when these miracles take place. Here's a praise report. On the 21st day of the fast, when we had a fast in our church, I received a supernatural debt pay of $3,764. And also my credit score went up by 120 points. To God be the glory. That's amazing. Here's another one. Powerful praise report. A prophetic word came to pass last year, 2015. A family member invited me to church after service. Apostle prayed and spoke over my womb to receive a baby girl. Both me and my husband have been trying to get a baby for the last 10 years with no success. But this time after Apostle prayed for me, God blessed me with a girl. I remember while Apostle was praying on my womb last year, he said prophetically, I can hear the sound of a baby crying. That blessed my heart a lot, and it came to pass. Glory to Jesus for this church and what God is doing in this place. What an amazing praise report, that God is able to bless this family with a baby after they tried for 10 years and they could not get pregnant. Jesus did it for them. That's the same Jesus that I'm talking about, who does these miracles when we believe, because he's the same yesterday, he's the same today and forever. All we have to do is to believe in him, and then we will receive what he has promised to do. So he has promised in the last days to pour his spirit upon all flesh. So he blessed this woman with a baby that she was believing God for. For nothing is impossible with God when we believe. Increase your faith and expectation today, because God answers prayer and nothing is impossible with him. All you have to do is to believe. I'm going to read you another testimony, and all the glory and praise belongs to Jesus for these testimonies. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. 561-337-9018. That's the number you call for prayer. It's 561-337-9018. Here's another praise report. Apostle, you got a word today. Just got a word today. My friend in the wheelchair with cancer, I brought to your crusade. You asked him to walk around. His cancer is gone here. And he was taking down his own hurricane shutters. Hallelujah. What an awesome God. So he came in the wheelchair, got the healing from the cancer, and he need help to take down those hurricane shutters. God did it for him. Here's another praise report. I was diagnosed with cancer and a stroke. My life came to a dead end, and I couldn't even go to work. Any more doctors gave me a walker due to my condition. But when I came to church, an apostle prayed for me and broke the curse of my life. In Jesus' name, by faith, I plug into the glory and continue to come to church and worship God. Now God has totally restored me. No more cancer. No more stroke. I don't need a walker. And anymore. Free in Jesus' name. I got my job back. Witness to all my workers who had seen me in distress before and after receiving my miracle. I told them Jesus healed me and restored me. Glory to God. Well, man of God, prays for you. Believe and step back in the glory faithfully. Your breakthrough will come. Here's another testimony. To God be the glory. Blind for 30 years after an attack from a witch that left me blind many years ago. When I came to visit Florida, a family friend brought me to service, and Apostle Sally called me out by word of knowledge. I stepped out in faith. When he prayed for me, I believed, and Jesus opened my eyes. I can see for the first time after 30 years. Wow. We give God glory for that powerful testimony. 30 years blind. This woman was blind for 30 years, and God healed her. So we give God glory. It's not a work of a man. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord, and is the same yesterday, and is the same today, and is the same forever, and nothing is impossible with him. So, to access the realm of glory, to access the realm of miracles and realm of deliverance, you have to have faith. If you don't have faith, you can never experience the blessing of God. You're getting closer to your breakthrough. You're getting closer to your deliverance. You're getting closer to your season of miracles. Because faith is what activates the manifestation of God's promise. And that's where you walk into the blessing. The blessing of God, which makes rich and adds no sorrow, is for the taking. But you have to believe God to do this for you. Because if you don't believe, you cannot receive. So we're experiencing blessings today because God is a merciful God. And he's a faithful God. So I'm going to read you a few more testimonies to the glory of God. And get your Bible ready, because I'm about to share the word of God to help you, encourage you in what you're dealing with in your life. Because there's nothing too difficult for God. For our God is an awesome God. And he does wonders today, because he is a promise keeper. And he faileth not. All you have to do is to believe in him, and you will receive the promise. Because Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All you have to do is to believe, and you will receive. In Jesus, my name, nothing is impossible with God. All you have to do is to believe. 561-337-9018. Once again, call 561-337-9087. Get ready. Jesus, oh.
living stones where you're enthroned. As you rose from death in power, so rise within her worship. Rise upon her praise, and let the hand that saw you raise clothe us in your glory. Draw us by your
Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Because he sits at his right hand side, we have an intercessor that will ever plead our case, and we're free of the power of his Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise because he's real and is a God that answers prayer, and nothing is impossible with our God. All you have to do is to believe, because with God all things are possible. And we know that faith is real. Faith is not a myth. Faith works, and God answers prayer, because without faith it is impossible to please God. So you have to believe God that he's a rewarder of those that seek him diligently, for you to experience the power of God in your life. So we know that faith is real, and God answers prayer when we believe. So I want to encourage all of you that are joining me on this broadcast, believe God for the impossible, and God is going to do it for his glory, because nothing is impossible with our God when we believe. So all you have to do is to believe, and he will do it according to his promise. Amen. Nothing is impossible with Jesus. All you have to do is to believe. And I wanted to encourage you to believe today, because nothing is impossible with Jesus when you believe. He's going to do what he has promised to do, and he will do it anytime. So call everyone, let them know that if they need a miracle, they need a prayer, this broadcast is going to encourage them to believe God for the impossible. So if you need a miracle, you need deliverance, you need healing in your body, this is the time to receive it. And God is going to do it for his glory, because Jesus is the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever, and nothing is impossible. So let's turn to our Bibles quickly, and we're going to look at Matthew, the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 14. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 14, at the time Herod Tetrarch had about the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servant, "This is John the Baptist, he has been raised from the dead. That is why these powers are at work in him. For Herod had seized John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of the Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. Because John said to him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her.' And though he wanted to put him to death, he feared the people because they held him to be a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, and the daughter of Herodias danced before the company and pleased Herod, so that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, 'Give me the head of John the Baptist here or on a platter.' And the king was sorry, but because of his oath and his guests, he commanded it to be given. He said, and had John beheaded in the prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and brought it to her mother. And the disciples came and took the body and buried it. And they went and told Jesus. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a lonely place apart. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns, and he went ashore and saw a great throng, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick." Today I want to teach you about something that is very powerful from the scripture. Why the enemy wants to promote religious voices and giving them the platform, but silencing the prophetic, and trying to silence the supernatural. Now, the two ways the enemies fight the supernatural, first of all, is misrepresentation. So people's perception is altered. So I want to deal with the lack of the supernatural, what it brings. Every work that Jesus did while he was on earth was out of love and compassion. I want to get that very clearly. So the work of Jesus was established and birthed through compassion. So we see that the Lord is a compassionate God. And if you straight out look at verse 15, when he came to even the disciples came to him and said, "This is a lonely place and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages, buy food for themselves. Verse 16, Jesus said to them, they need not to go away. You give them something to eat. So, compassion does not look at its inability. Compassion is always willing to sacrifice. So Jesus had compassion on the people. The real supernatural doesn't seek to manipulate, to intimidate, to take advantage of. It seeks to facilitate. They said to him, we have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, bring them here to me. Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. And disciples gave them to the crowd. And they all ate and were satisfied. And he took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. So all these people ate and they were satisfied because the Lord took care of their need. So compassionate. The supernatural always has to do with compassion. The good supernatural, the true supernatural. Now the negative supernatural doesn't have to do with compassion. It does, it just do with show off, kingdom building. Not God's kingdom, but individual kingdom building. Status quo. And it's not really good. And if you're a minister and you want God to use you in the supernatural, you got to protect yourself from that mindset of wickedness that the enemy seeks to use to corrupt those that are open to the supernatural. Now, we want to deal with another spirit here today. I want to deal with the Herodias spirit, the Jezebel spirit that is constantly coming against those that are open to the things of the Spirit. Now we see John preached the coming of Jesus. His emphasis was about the coming of the Lord. So he prepared the way for the Master to come. So he had to come before Jesus came. So John had to come before Jesus came. So if you're joining me, go ahead and share this broadcast if you're watching me on social media. And if you're hearing me on the radio, let somebody know about this powerful broadcast that we're doing here to help people get the word. So we understand from the scripture that Jesus Christ got the news about John the Baptist beheading. It did not sit well with him. He didn't like it. So the Lord doesn't like when his people are persecuted. He doesn't like it when things go in that way towards people that are representing him. And the spirit on Herodias was so against the repentance message. For those of you that open to the repentance, you're going to get persecuted. Because if you're open to a close relationship with the Lord and you want to walk with the Lord in intimacy, you will face persecution. That's why you have to be strong and in the power of his might. Now we understand very well that the message of repentance is not really welcome in today's culture, because it really calls for separation from the world. You know, though you're in this world, you're not of this world, you're of your Father in heaven. So if you stick to that message of repentance, you will face persecution and also, you know, being misunderstood. And we see what happened here in this situation. The daughter danced seductively and the king promised her everything. And then she went to the mother for the advice, and the mother wanted the head of John. The prophetic voice. The enemy is after that. So why is he after that? Because it shatters his reign. It shatters his kingdom. It shatters his position. The enemy doesn't like things that are going to challenge him. He doesn't like things that are going to challenge him. So he wants to deal with that somehow. And the best way he wants to deal with it is using intimidation. So he's trying to intimidate that voice. He's trying to intimidate the message. He's trying to suffocate. He's trying to shut it down. What can he do? He's trying to recruit people to the rebellion. That's where he's trying to push his agenda, to the rebellion. So once people are rebellious and they're caught up in this deception, then they're going to be misled. So that spirit is out to operate. You using manipulation, control, and intimidation. So that is what was going on here. What we see is Herodias' spirit. Now let's look at verse Matthew chapter 14. Let's look at verse 6. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company and pleased Herod, so that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." Why would you ask for John the Baptist on the platter? She's asking for John the Baptist on the platter. That is the intention of the enemy, is to shut down any voice that is declaring the truth. Now, the girl never wanted the head. It's Herodias that wanted the head. But you see, as you can read the scripture, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." And the king was sorry because of his oath and his guests. He commanded it to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in prison. And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and brought it to her mother. Watch this. Why was she coming against him? Why was she persecuting him? Because John was preaching the message of repentance, confronted sin. He came against the institution of deception. He came against the institution of false gospel. He came against the institution of manipulation and deception. And he was installing the fear of God in the people. She did not like the message of repentance. Look at verse 3. For Herod had seized John, bound him, and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. Because John said to him, "Is not lawful for you to have her." So she was not happy about that message, and she was willing to do whatever it takes to silence him. If it meant to silence him, it meant to take the head. Whatever it meant, she was willing to do it at whatever cost, because she didn't want the message to go out, the message that would bring deliverance. So faith, your faith is going to be tested. Your faith is going to be tested. You cannot let your faith go. You have to hold firm unto it. It's going to be tested. You cannot let your faith be disarmed, disconnected. You cannot fall out of faith. You cannot fall out of that position God has placed you in, to appease friends, to appease, to be accepted. Now, when you preach repentance in America, it's not popular. It's not famous gospel. People don't want to hear that. But I mean, somebody has to preach it. This generation needs to hear a relationship with Christ message. How do you build a relationship with Christ? You get to know Jesus. God is not condemning you. God loves you. God wants to save your soul. Herodias wants to silence repentance. He wants to silence the true connection with God. One of the Democrats' candidates running for office was asked, should tax-exempt status be removed from churches that don't do homosexual marriages? And he said yes. So that's a sign of persecution. We understand very well, you know, there is freedom of speech in this country, so people should have a choice on where to go to church and a choice on how to conduct their faith. So we look at this and we see that, thank God for America, there's freedom of speech. So you're free to say what you believe. In this country, it's a great blessing. And while that opportunity is still there, I believe churches should wake up and begin to preach the message of repentance, so people can turn from their wicked ways and give their life to Jesus. so they're not destroyed by the power of the wicked one, which is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the devil is a liar. He wants to instigate, he wants to defile, he wants to corrupt, he wants to hinder, he wants to stop the preaching of the gospel. So the preaching of the gospel to those that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved is the power of God. I'm not going to keep you long, but I just want to encourage you right now. You need to engage in faith and establish a connection with God and be in a relationship with him, because God wants you to be dedicated to the calling, the first love. Because when the Lord comes back for the church, he's coming back for church without a spot or wrinkle. So a relationship with Jesus will draw intimacy, but also is going to bring along with it persecution. Now we understand what Jesus did when they brought the news to him. Verse 13, now when Jesus heard this, withdrew from there in a boat to a lonely place apart. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him. There's always that invitation from the Lord to separate yourself from the multitudes and go have quiet time with the Lord, a place of intimacy, a place of readjusting your focus, a place of reflecting. Everyone got to know how to find the closet. If you're raising up a family in this country, if you're running a ministry in this country, whatever you may be, you need to go and have a quiet time with the Lord where you separate yourself. Jesus did this. And that's how you get encouragement. That's how you get your focus back. Do you know how many churches are closing down in America? How many ministers are quitting ministry today because of the warfare, how the deception is attacking people? The enemy wants to infiltrate your focus, wants to infiltrate your intimacy with God. You are to fight and contend to keep the faith. Not only to keep the faith, but you have to contend to stay in a secret place, to have intimacy with God. That's where you will be able to develop the tenacious boldness to speak repentance, to live a life of faith. So the disciples come and say, hey, send the multitudes away because the people are hungry. They're hungry. Now you see, when people are hungry, then they will go and find where the food is. They'll find you. If you're preaching the truth, they're going to find you. You don't have to manipulate people to come. They're going to find you. If you walk in Christ and live the life of faith, the Lord will supply your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. You'll be surprised that when you go to... I read this article the other day. In Iran, that's where the fastest growing church in the world is, under the Ayatollahs, where there's strict persecution and they're really coming against the gathering of Christians. And that's where the fastest growing church is. And most of the leaders are women. Well, you see, when you're in this country, churches are carpet SC. If you're a pastor and your air condition breaks down, you better fix the thing before next Sunday. If they come for two Sundays of air condition, you can lose half of your congregation. People worship comfort. There's nothing wrong with having air condition and having carpet and all this stuff. It's amazing. But at the end of the day, you have to remind people to have a relationship with Jesus. If you can hear me and you hear the sound of my voice, Jesus is going to ask you what you did with the people he gave you. Did you tell him the truth? So the Lord here was not pleased with what happened to John. And he withdrew himself. And then the disciples came to him and asked him to send the multitudes away, but Jesus fed them. He wants to take care of your need. I want you to hear the sound of my voice today as I speak to you. If you're discouraged, the Lord wants to feed you. And that's why he gave me this word to share with you. Don't walk away from the Lord because of hardships. Stay close to him, because he's coming back soon and he wants to bless you. Don't give up your faith. Don't quit on faith. Faith does not fail. Faith will deliver. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. Intimacy with God comes at a cost. You might lose some friends. You might be misunderstood. But Jesus will never misunderstand you. He answers the secret prayers of your heart. He knows what you're dealing with. You see, the woman with the issue of blood, she purposed in her heart to touch the hem of his garment, and a fountain dried instantly. She had a connection. It's called the heart-to-heart connection with the Lord. If you can hear the sound of my voice on this broadcast, God is looking for the touch. He wants to have a heart-to-heart connection with you. It requires you to cry out to God today, to seek God with all your heart, to pray for deliverance. God is calling you to a place of intimacy. God is calling you to a place of prayer. God is calling you to a place of fasting. God is calling you to a place of drawing closer to Him. God is calling you to a place of seeking Him daily. There must be fasting and prayer. We have to pray for America. We have to pray for Israel. Think about what's happening in America today. The church has to gather together and fast and pray. Thank God for the cheeseburgers and the pizza that we love to enjoy every service. But sometimes it's good to take a break from the burgers and the cheeseburgers and the turkeys and just wait on the Lord. I remember we did a 40-day fast, and one time we did 110 days fast, waiting on the Lord. Hey, you say, why would you do something like that? Because if you're going to experience a move of God in a city, in a region, there must be fasting and prayer, intimacy with God, waiting on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. Now, when we wait on the Lord, not only do we wait on Him by serving Him, we wait on Him by spending time with Him. That is very important. Get your passion back. Get your intimacy back. Renounce religious devils and familiarity. Never familiarize God. God is a loving God. He's a caring God. But He's never to be despised. Listen to this. This is a time to reconcile with God. Don't wait until it's too late. If some of you are discouraged, I'm going to pray for you before this broadcast is over. I want you to lay hands in your chest as I pray right now. But even before I pray, I'm going to make an altar call. Lord Jesus, if there's anyone that can hear the sound of my voice that doesn't know Christ, say this after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. I repent, renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. Today, I am born again. If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Stay in Christ and don't abandon your faith. Your name is in the Lamb's book of life. Visit our website, powerevangelism.net, and we'll be able to pray with you. Submit your prayer request on our website. Now, right now, pray for those that are hearing the sound of my voice that have lost heart, boldness, connection with you, Jesus, because of persecution, because of infiltration of manipulating thoughts. Father, I ask you to deliver them from frustration and lack of intimacy. Let your spirit cause an awakening in the hearts of all the listeners that are listening to me right now on this broadcast, that Lord, they will draw back to you and walk in faith and intimacy, that their heart will totally be converted to Jesus. For Jesus is the answer to prayer. And I pray that there will be intimacy with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you hear the sound of my voice, this broadcast comes to you every week at the same time and touching people all over this region. We bless the Lord. You can call us for prayer at any time. Go to our website, www.pyvenium.net. Our prayer team is ready to take your prayer call. We have wonderful people that are answering our prayer lines, and we're going to receive your prayer and pray for you. Come visit one of our services and you're going to be blessed. All information is on our website, www.pyevangelism.net. I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with Jesus. I'll see you again next week at the same time. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time.